A former police negotiator says police should be commended for saving children from a hostage situation in Tauranga yesterday. The police shot a man dead after he was holed up for 15 hours, holding two young girls hostage, aged 4 and 6 years old.
Good job, boys.
And today the man's body was removed from the house in the presence of family members, and the children were released from hospital unharmed. John Bond has more.
Police say there was no other option but to shoot the man, as there was significant danger to life. Former police negotiator Lance Burdett agrees.
It's not something that police do indiscriminately. Police officers don't go to work to shoot people, they go to work to keep people safe. And that's what the outcome of all these situations are, is the first thing is how can we get everybody out safely, and then they'll work back from there.
Police said the man was armed with a large machete and only responded occasionally to their attempts to communicate with him. Mr. Burdett says at nearly 15 hours into the standoff, something must have happened for police to enter the house around 3 p.m.
As long as they're still in dialogue, as long as they're still communicating with the person, oftentimes there is no rush, but we do come to a point where we've talked around in circles and not knowing the intimate details of what's taken place, that something has been said or some action has been taken, which has basically forced police hand on having to do something.
The man's partner called police around midnight after fleeing the house, saying the man threatened her with a knife. The manager of White Ribbon, Rob McCann, says far more often than not, domestic violence goes unreported and doesn't make it out into the public.
Every day there are women and children being hurt throughout the country that no one hears about. Only approximately 20% of family violence is actually reported. There is a huge chunk of violence occurring in our communities that no one is talking about, no one is reporting to the police, and we've got to change that.
A psychologist, Sarah Chatwin, says the horrible event will impact everyone involved, but especially the children, who might not be able to process it well.
You know, they might be withdrawn, non-talkative, or perhaps in some cases, they're very manic and they can show the extreme ends of the continuum in terms of behaviours, because they're just trying desperately to make sense of a situation that just doesn't make sense.
Four investigations will take place into the deadly incident. There will be a criminal investigation by police, one around police policy and procedure, an independent Police Conduct Authority report, and one from the coroner. The Bay of Plenty District Health Board confirmed the 4 and 6-year-old children left hospital last night. Today, a waiata could be heard as a hearse arrived to remove the man's body, with family members in attendance declining to comment to reporters. Mo te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, tēnei.